Coming up on KUCB News, city officials say they're making progress on Unalaska's library renovation, and voters can now cast absentee ballots ahead of next month's local election. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics. Located in the airport cargo building, Redfish sells computers, Androids, iPhones, iPads, televisions, headphones, and unlocked phones. Business hours can be obtained by calling 359-2205.
Redfish, we got stuff.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Wednesday, September 12, 2018. With workloads increasing at Unalaska's landfill and powerhouse, the city is on track to add 3 full-time positions at the Department of Public Utilities. Director Dan Winters asked the city council last night to boost the department's budget by $435,000 this fiscal year. That money, he says, would fund a solid waste operator at the landfill, as well as a power plant operator and an electrical engineer technician at the powerhouse.
Powerhouse right now, we're down one operator who quit. My supervisor is probably also going to be leaving. The reason these people are leaving is they're just overworked. There's too much going on.
Winters says Unalaska's power production has jumped 70% since the new powerhouse was built in 2009, while landfill waste has grown more than 40% since 2000. Unless the city hires more staff to keep up, he says the department will suffer from poor morale, efficiency, and safety practices, on top of expensive overtime costs. The city council seemed receptive to Winter's request. Councilors unanimously advanced it to a final reading later this month, and Mayor Frank Kelty threw his support behind it as well.
We have such an investment in these utilities that, you know, we can't be having turnover all the time because we might end up with a bunch of people that don't know what's going on, and you lose that continuity of having quality trained people to run our investment.
Councilors will vote on the proposal at their next meeting, September 25th. If approved, it would bring the number of powerhouse employees to 7, while the number of landfill workers would increase to 6, 5 full-time and 1 seasonal. The city is also moving forward on plans to expand Unalaska's public library. 6 companies have bid for the chance to design the renovation, according to city manager Thomas E. Thomas. He says city officials are reviewing those proposals now and planning to make a recommendation to the council by the end of the month. Unalaska's capital plan has construction slated for fiscal years 2020 and 2021, with a budget of $4.6 million. Last year, preliminary designs proposed expanding the library by 35% to make way for a larger children's section, teen area, and Alaskanum meeting room. Representative Bryce Edgman is in Unalaska on an impromptu trip, and he's eager to speak with constituents. The Dillingham Democrat is running for re-election this November for Alaska House District 37, which represents the Aleutian Islands and Bristol Bay in Juneau. At last night's council meeting, Edgman said he seized a recent good weather window to fly out, touch base with local leaders, and meet with community members. He's also holding a public reception tonight. That meet and greet will run from 5:30 till 6:30 at the Burma Road Chapel. Edgman's opponent is Republican William Weatherby of King's Salmon. Weatherby has said he's also planning to visit Unalaska before the state election. And absentee voting starts today for Unalaska's municipal election. Voters will decide 2 seats on the city council and 1 spot on the school board when the polls open October 2nd. In the race for council seat G, incumbent Sherry Coleman is vying for re-election against Vincent Tudiakoff Sr. Meanwhile, both Alejandro Bong Tungle and Carlos Tayag are running unopposed, Tungle for council seat F and Tayag for school board seat A. Unalaskans who will be out of town October 2nd can vote early at City Hall. Registered voters can cast their absentee ballots at the clerk's office until October 1st. The U.S. Supreme Court changed course this summer on taxing online sales. Now the Kenai Peninsula Borough is working towards taxing major online retailers, including Amazon. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has more.
Back in June, the U.S. Supreme Court changed course on the 1992 decision preventing states and municipalities from taxing online retailers without a presence in their jurisdiction. Now, states and communities that are not home to warehouses, stores, or offices belonging to major online retailers can tax those sales. The Kenai Peninsula Borough is working towards taxing online purchases, and the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly is likely to take up the issue this fall. Its aim is to target consumers like Homer resident Danielle Myers.
I was, you know, born and raised in Alaska, so I've resorted to online shopping most of my life. And it has varied through different aspects. But now as a mother, most of my online shopping is through Amazon.
Myers and her husband mostly buy household items like cleaning supplies and diapers and wipes for their one-year-old son through Amazon's Subscribe and Save program.
I even, you know, get like my quinoa and my rice.
Myers said she would be happy to pay into the borough's coffers through her online purchases. But local brick-and-mortar retailers hope taxing online sales will incentivize consumers like her to shop locally instead. Patrick Mead co-owns Ulmer's Hardware Store in Homer.
I'm not sure how sensitive people are to the sales tax here in the Homer area, especially with a $500 cap. The maximum impact on any transaction is $37.50. Theoretically, you should see some change. How much of a change it'll be for our business, I'd be interested to see. I don't know.
Mead has co-managed the store, which sells everything from firearms to gardening supplies, for the last 2 years. He says, overall, it's difficult to say just how much business he loses to online retailers. But he says the largest impact he has seen is on high-end sporting goods, like fishing rods and skis.
People do more research online, and they're more apt to buy those online where they can get a deeper discount than here. Lower value items that they need immediately, we see much less decrease in sales due to online sales. At least we think so.
But how online shoppers' habits might change is hard to say, and there are more factors than just price.
And then there is obviously the big question of, are people actually buying the same things they would otherwise buy in their community online or not?
This is Mohsin Ghoutabi.
I am an associate professor of economics at ICER, the Institute of Social and Economic Research.
Ghoutabi says there isn't a lot of data on what Alaskans are buying online and how many of those products are available in the communities they live in. But when it comes down to the fundamental question of whether consumers will be more apt to buy items from local retailers, Ghoutabi says that will still largely depend on the base price of the product, though he does say taxes do make a difference.
When, for example, a community across the border from a state levies a tax, we do see people crossing the border in order to buy things that are not taxed.
On high-priced items like a fishing rod, the Kenai Peninsula Borough and Homer's combined 7.5% sales tax might not be enough to close the gap between what consumers pay online and locally. But it might make a difference on items such as paper towels and cleaning supplies purchased from Amazon, where savings can vary and some items are actually more expensive. But consumers like Myers say they are still saving money.
It's still cost effective for me to keep shopping this way. Yeah, no, I don't think it'll change the way I shop online at all.
And Myers adds that all those savings are delivered to her front door, providing a convenience local retailers might not be able to compete with. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.